across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night with Rufus Hound, in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Stimulating nightly emissions guaranteed to open your eyes and your mind.
I've been having some weird experiences for the past several years.
Speech Radio with a difference.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
Late Night with Rufus Hound, in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Rufus Hound can't be here. Some kind of holdup, which, when you consider he was already standing in for someone else, is kind of a bum move. So anyway, Rick Sneeze here. I was auditioning for a show, maybe on another station at another time. They said, could I step in? Maybe a little pre-buy proof of purchase, you know what I mean? So anyway, it's Friday night. I'm guessing you're all drunk. I certainly am. You're going to phone in? You're going to say what? I mean, I'm guessing this is a lively kind of show. I'm looking through the glass. The guy's shaking his head. What do you mean? What, is this the same people night after night? Well, what's the point in that? This is meant to be a place where ideas come to life, is it not? Oh, jeez, what kind of morgue are we living in here? So anyways, no preparation. And got a piece of paper with dick written on it. I mean, I've been looking at your newspapers. What kind of crazy mixed-up world are you living in when baby boomers are so selfish is on the front of a national newspaper? You hadn't figured that out already? They're treating you like idiots. Call in. Prove to me that they're wrong. Something tells me that ain't gonna happen. Alan Caddick, is that even a real name?
Yes, it is.
Alan.
It's a variation of the Welsh name Caddock.
Well, that don't mean anything either.
Well, I've got ancestors that fought in the war, you know.
Hey, man, we all got ancestors. We didn't just appear out of nowhere.
But what came first, the monkey or the slime?
The slime. No. Science has proven this. Why are you asking me doofus questions?
Well, where is Rupert, anyway?
You're going to have to start again. Some of this slurred idiocy doesn't quite resonate to my refined American ears.
Oh, you're a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Where'd you think I was from? Newcastle?
Chicago.
Sure, I mean, I'm from up and down that whole coast. I worked every radio station from Chicago to Alaska at one point or another. Ain't my fault no one got any taste.
Well, I've never heard you before, so it's good to have you on British Airwaves.
Well, it's nice to be with you. Or at least it would be if you'd said word
incoming!
One about anything of anything right now.
Incoming!
What is this? Trust me, where I'm from, you do not shout that as a starting part of a conversation. I don't know if you've been keeping track of what's going on in the world, but that sends a shiver through a guy like me's butt like you wouldn't believe.
Well,
I just went from a nickel to a dime back there.
Excuse me, I grew up with the IRA bombing everywhere, so I know about problems and all that.
Oh, you want to play that game?
I'm just looking back into my historical past.
Oh, sure, because this country's got so much history. Let me tell you, too much history. Too much history. You people... You walk around out there and you look at English people. They're all, their shoulders are all bent over. They're looking at their own shoes. Can't look anyone in the eye. That's what the weight of history will do to you.
Well, it may bring us back to evolution.
You ever look at an American? A real, true blue American? Chin
yeah.
up, shoulders name's, back, ready to face the world.
Yeah, and his name's Donald Trump.
Donald Trump may yet prove to be the greatest thing that ever happened to this planet, mainly by killing all of the life on it and letting it return to the rock state that the universe so clearly craves. You don't see a lot of trees out there on Uranus.
Well, that's because Pluto dug them up.
I mean, are you on medication?
No, I just want to know where Wimpy and Cass are.
Listen, I got no idea where this Rufus guy is. Apparently, he's not even... He's, like, not even a regular guy. I mean, I would understand wholeheartedly if he was 10 years into a contract working here and couldn't quite get his act together on a Friday night because he was neck deep in large-breasted women and rye whiskey. But to not turn up, I'm given to understand, not even 1 week, this son of a bitch managed.
Well, 4 days, actually, because the week's not over yet.
Is that less than a week? Is that not literally what I just said?
You
said what are you
week?
Correcting me for excuse stuff me. I already
excuse
got
me.
Right?
Excuse me, a week is 11 days. He's only been here
And
before.
I said less than a week, unless you're working on some other kind of time frame here, buddy. Then I don't think you understand the meaning of words.
Excuse me. If your fault we going wrong in the Iraq War in 2003, thanks to you saying that we had weapons of mass destruction and we sent them over to Iraq.
Unquestionably, the best analogy for what is happening in here is international conflict. What's for your next trick? Likening a salad to genocide?
No, I want to see in the Australian jungle eating kangaroo testicles.
What you do in the privacy of your own home, whatever.
Excuse me, I'm talking whatever. About I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. I start on Sunday 9 o'clock
Is
on
that,
TV.
You're a celebrity? Get you out of here?
No, I'm talking about Ant and Dec.
Ant is an insect, and a deck is where you sit drinking a beer after a hard day's work.
No,
which sounds like a bit of a mystery
Newcastle.
To a guy like you.
No, there are two people from Newcastle who are very highly paid entertainers.
Well, la-dee-da.
I'll
guarantee you
that.
One thing here and now. There's no way those two guys are on Ryan Seacrest money. They're not fit. Ant would polish one of Ryan Seacrest's shoes. And Ant would have a smile on his face while he was doing it.
Well, they got success from Simon Cowell.
Now, Simon Cowell I've heard of. He's the guy who doesn't know how to do all the buttons on a shirt up, right?
Yeah, we have that problem when he does Britain's Got Talent and The X Factor.
It seems to me you know a lot about television and not a lot about anything else in the rest of the world.
Well, I'm a TV geek.
That's not something to be proud of. That's well, someone whose mother never told him to go outside and explore the world.
How many channels have you got in America?
How many channels?
Yes.
Buddy, we got more channels in one state than you got on the whole of that trash can lid you strapped to the side of your house. Most of the stuff I seen on TV, the only stuff anybody gives half a damn about, came from the greatest country on earth.
Japan?
Sure. You seen that Takeshi's Castle?
My God,
that is some piece of work.
Have you seen the new one with Jonathan Ross?
Why would I watch the new version of Takeshi's Castle with Jonathan Ross when I can watch 19 different versions of Takeshi's Castle on YouTube?
Well, I was watching an old version on Challenge with Craig Charles, and he commentary is better than Jonathan Ross.
Is there any chance you're going to say anything to me that isn't about some limey TV show that literally nobody gives a rat's ass about?
What are the topics for tonight?
That it isn't that kind of show. I literally had about 10 minutes notice. I was told you sit down, you take the calls. You talk to the people. The conversation isn't just about saying what you've seen on TV.
Well,
that's like a bra telling you the list of guys she could have done.
Believe me, I've been there. Being single.
You're a single man. Excuse me while I adjust my face into the spectrum of surprise.
Oh, well, I've been single for the last 15 years.
I don't think technically that counts as being single. Single seems to me to be some kind of state that you start and you pass through. At the point that you've been single for 15 years, you're just lonely.
Yeah, it's been 15 years since I last had a girlfriend.
Don't make this sad, man. This isn't how this shit works.
Because I've got a crush on someone.
Okay, now we're getting interesting. Does she know? Have you ever approached her? Or did you just walk near her and say, hey, did you see some insect in a patio on TV last night.
No, it's probably someone that works at that station.
You got a crush on someone who works on the radio?
Yeah.
And he's not here right now?
No, it's a she.
Oh, is it? I bet you $10 here and now. That's what you're saying on air. But alone in the privacy of under your own duvet cover, it's a different story.
No,
what's flashing through that little mind, Alan?
Every morning.
You listen to her every morning.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
If I had the first clue who that was, maybe I could have an opinion, but I do not.
Well, have a look at that picture on the Talk Radio website.
All right, I'm doing it now. I'm doing it now, right now. Julia Hartley Brewer. Holy sh! Oh! Oh, now! Ooh! You gotta give a guy more of a heads up than that. Get behind me, Satan. That's not a face you take for a date. That's a face you throw holy water on and pray that someone's listening.
Well, it's better than my previous crush.
So we're just working out list of the way the list of people that you have fixated on who have not in any way been aware of your existence?
Well, one person has.
Okay, let's talk about her, and let's start by asking the most pertinent question. Is she still alive?
Yes, she is.
Are the police still looking for her?
No, she's not. Never not.
Okay.
Kate Lawler.
Give me one second.
You have a look on the Virgin Radio website.
I'm doing it. What do you think the sound of typing is? I'm not writing a novel, trust me. There's nothing that you're saying that's inspirational on any artistic level. It's not like I just started talking to you and thought, oh, holy shit, I could write the great American novel here. Moby Dick, sure. Maybe with a little less Moby, if you know what I'm saying, Alan.
And a bit
Kate
more
Lawler. Give me one. Let me just give a guy 1 second to do a Google search, will you?
Yeah.
Kate Law. La. Okay, she seems like a perfectly normal human being. I can't see the hate in her eyes.
And she's actually won a reality TV show back in the day.
A reality TV show, the high watermark for human achievement.
She won Big Brother.
She won Big Brother.
Yeah.
That means literally nothing. Not to me. I've heard of the show Big Brother. I just mean existentially. Winning Big Brother is the same as saying you once saw somebody open a birthday present.
And that happens every year.
Well, so does Thanksgiving, but you people can't cook a pumpkin pie for shit.
We don't have Thanksgiving in the UK.
Tell me about it. I've been walking around asking where the Native American people I should apologize to are. Just getting blank looks every tube station I stop at. I'm walking around with a Washington Redskins shirt on, ready to burn it in front of them by way of apology. I got nothing.
To us, it was just a normal Thursday.
Just a normal Thursday. You know something, Alan? The weird thing is that is a pretty good start of a book. It was just a normal Thursday, and Alan was writing in his diary about all the shit he'd watched on TV.
I actually saw a Christmas advert today.
You're shitting me, right? You're talking about the commercials on TV?
I saw it on YouTube.
Not even the main event?
I saw it on YouTube.
Simply the way that these people start?
I saw it on YouTube.
You watched it on YouTube. So this wasn't even a passive choice. This was something you actually snuffled out like a pig looking for a truffle.
Well, I had a notification telling me to watch this. I clicked on it, and up cops, Rick Astley, never going to give you up.
Well, maybe he isn't. Maybe he's trying to tell you something, Alan.
Maybe I've been Rickrolled.
Maybe he's never going to let you down. Maybe he's never going to run around and hurt you, unlike this Julia Hartley Brewer broad.
Well, I'll mean to take a chance on her.
No, that's ABBA. That's it. No, don't go switching your musical references on me, Alan. Don't go trying to confuse me when I'm being all nice in here.
Okay. Another question. Where's Kath?
All I know is this. Rufus and Kath were together preparing for the show. And I'm going to use heavily inverted commas here. Because from what I can see from how you people operate, if you're not drunk, you're stoned. So they're somewhere, unable to get here for travel reasons. I looked at every website. I checked every bus. I'm seeing public transport up and down the road outside. I'm seeing people going about their business. But apparently these two bozos can't be bothered to get here on time.
But Sam made it on time. Good old Sam.
Oh, the guy waving through the glass.
Yeah.
Put the needle down and listen to the man.
He made it on time.
He made it on time. Sam, what time did you get here? He's saying lunchtime. He likes a head start on the day's work.
That's commitment.
That's commitment right there. You need more guys like Sam and less guys like this Rufus.
Yeah, because the regular goes on, Ian Lee, he's not for food, and I've got a theory on where he is.
You got a theory? Like the police have a theory as to where the women you've been dating are?
No, I haven't been dating any women, but my theory on Ian Lee, he's gone to Australia to join the internet and the pack of cards.
Some of the things you're saying, I can only assume a code for a terrorist cell.
No.
Literally none of the things you just said in that sentence made sense.
I'm talking about Anton Deck. Ian Lee's gone to Australia to join Anton Deck for a celebrity.
Your fascination with the minutiae of British entertainment landscape means you're either some kind of savant or somebody who should be in protective custody.
I usually use this time to be let off the leash.
It's Ian's time to be let off the leash. That's also a pretty good start of a book. It was Ian's time to be let off the leash. And as he plucked the ball gag from his mouth and thanked his master, he could almost see the emotion too much in her eyes.
And she screamed almost slowly, "Get me out of here!"
Alan, I'm gonna go, because frankly, when I started this show, I already was teetering on the will to live, and you just pushed me right over the edge.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night with Rufus Hound, in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Rich knees in for Rufus Hound, who is in a bar somewhere, phoning in sick, making excuses. I got nobody calling in. What kind of cockamamie stupid operation is this? Well, literally nobody wants to participate. All I want is lively conversation. Maybe some broad phoning in, offering to show pictures if we make her famous. That's the way it's been done in America for a long time, people. You participate in the process, you maybe throw a little action my way. I could do wonders for your career. 03-44-499-1000. I'd just love to see what you're up to. I'd love to. This is what it says on this script here. Make them feel valued. Hey. 03-44-499-1000. You ring him right now, you're going to get straight on air. But for Christ's sakes, have something to say. It can't just be that you're sitting there in your underpants watching TV and you want to brag about it, have achieved anything with your life, or not. Ring in and tell me where it all went wrong. Just don't be so chipper about it. Hey, hang on a second here. There's a light. It's lighting up. What do we got? We got a guy called Ray. Ray, you're on the radio with Rick Schneese, you lucky son of a bitch.
Good evening.
Ray sounds happy. That's what we want on a Friday night. I'm assuming you've just done your first line of blow off some broad's tits. And you're ready to rumble, Ray. Come on, son. Let's make it happen. Let's make some award-winning radio. This goes well. This could be a regular gig for me.
You won't have a voice tomorrow if you do this for 3 hours.
This is how I always sound, just, Ray. This is the voice of truth.
I'm ringing in to give you a way out.
I don't need a way out. What I need is a way in. Ray!
Oh, dude.
For Christ's sakes, Ray, you're killing me up here. Just, what did you do with your day, Ray? Did you have a nice time? Did you see anyone you know? Anything, Ray. Participate. Offer something of yourself, you lowly son of a bitch. This can't all be one-way traffic, Ray. It just can't.
Oh, dear. It's... Cass within earshot?
No! How many times have I got to explain this to you miserable sons of bitches? Nobody showed up. I was here for an interview. They are running this station for $5 and a free donut on the way out. And the donut was dry. So please, Ray, bring something to the table. The whole point of the show is that you ring in, you got something to say, we act like we're interested, and we move on with our lives. So far, all you've done is snicker, remain silent, and try and pull the rug out from a guy trying his best.
I've got nothing.
You're telling me you got nothing? That's because you are nothing, Ray. You'll never amount to nothing. I explained it clearly. Several times. And yet you still remain confused about who is here and who is not here. So for Ray and everyone like Ray, who I assume is sitting there with a crayon up their nose, drooling out of their ears, let me explain this one more time. You got a guy called Ian. There's a conspiracy about him going on holiday to be with an insect and some patio furniture. It makes no sense at all, may I add. No sense at all. He's replaced by some guy called Rufus and a woman called Kath, both of whom are drunk and possibly lying in a ditch. And rather than try and get hold of either of them, you're ringing me to ask me where they are, and I don't know! I don't know where they are! For Christ's sakes, it ain't that hard. I was here for an interview. They didn't show up. They asked me to stand in and pretend like I give even half a shit about any of the things you people are or are saying. I have taken 2 phone calls so far, neither of which have amounted to anything. Why call? If all you've got is heavy breathing, I assume you got the handset in one hand and your junk in the other. Well, that might be fine when you call someone who isn't broadcasting over the airwaves, but where I'm from, we do things right. You phone in, you have a point of view, an opinion to express, at the very least, a saucy anecdote. You got nothing, Ray. You'll amount to nothing. You're a bum.
Have we met?
I swear to God, if I can find out where you live, Ray, I am going to pull up outside your house and take the biggest shit on your doorstep that I can muster. I'm going to eat nothing but KFC and Pizza Hut from now till Michaelmas, just so I can leave you the Christmas present you don't want. Now let's start again. Do you have anything to add to this radio show at all? You're killing me, Ray! You're killing me! I am trying my best!
What's wrong with
Holy God! Ray, stay silent for a moment. I gotta talk to my creator. Dear Lord, baby Jesus, who died for our sins in a manger surrounded by a donkey, who evidently in this country is most accurately replicated by pastry and sausage. I am asking you for nothing right now, but I am on my knees. one phone call with anybody who has anything at all to say. Any single piece of something that we can turn into entertaining radio so the people hear it talk. Great name, by the way. What are we doing here, Joe? I thought it would be talk radio. What shall we call it? I don't know. Talk radio? Great idea! Let's take the rest of the afternoon off! Son of a Jesus, father. So, Lord, if you can hear me, please, I ask you, your humble servant, Rick Schnees, one single person who is worth even half of one dime to participate in this radio show. Amen. Ray, it's been great talking to you. We got a guy called Dom in Manchester. Dom. First name Khan. Am I right, Dom?
Party hard.
Now we're Rick cooking. Sneeze? Huh?
Is that Rick Schnees?
Rick Schnees. It's a snub.
Yeah, shut up. Is that the same Rick Schnees I heard on K-Rock about 2 years ago in the drive-by?
Hey, you? What happened between me and K-Rock? Okay, listen, I still got people looking at that. They owe me a lot of money.
It was a goat.
It was
a little goat.
I'm telling you now, they told me it was a guy in a goat suit. How was I to know?
You
should see the things the Chinese are making these days. You can't tell the difference between a guy in a goat suit and a real goat.
You embarrassed him.
Well, he looked pretty embarrassed afterwards, sure. But by that point, it was a little too late. There's no point bleeding on about it. They're bleeding on about it.
Also, coming our airways, it's disgusting.
Oh, Dom, do you know something? I came here with an open heart and a mind ready to entertain this nation. And so far, I have had nothing from you bums. I got one guy talking about the TV. I got another guy who ain't got shit to say. And now I'm getting a guy raking over my past. You want to talk about my past? Fine. We'll talk about my past.
All right. Tell us about your first wife, then. Come on. Let's let the public hear all about
you, her. You son of a... You would bring Lurleen into this.
Damn right.
She was an innocent young girl when I met her, but she said she wanted to do things that would make a grown man cry.
She was an angel.
Well, she was by the end of it, sure, because that's how they made her look in that coffin.
How did she get in that coffin? Questions were asked. Did you have answers?
I gave all the answers I had to give on that fateful night when she was discovered with my fingerprints all over her. I'm telling you, you'd be amazed what the Chinese can do. How
always
they made
the
those gloves with my
always
fingerprints on,
Chinese.
I got no idea. And I got no idea where those gloves ended up. But if it can, if gloves can tell the wrong story for O.J. Simpson, they can sure as hell tell the wrong story for a guy like me. A guy we'll trying his best.
Let's convict.
Dom.
Chinese gloves still fit you.
Dom, I swear to God, this attack is unrequired and unnecessary.
It's very necessary. You come over here onto our airwaves. You put a poor man called Rupert out of a job. He's not in the pub.
He's not even in the building. I have explained this on more than one occasion. I'm beginning to think this is willful ignorance on your part. Is this some kind of prank? Am I on the candid camera? Is this something that James Corden has organized? Drive one great American broadcaster out so that he can scoop up what little work there was left for a guy like me?
What do you mean? Is Ralph Garman coming on? Is a real DJ coming on? A real American DJ?
I am as real as real can be, my friend. You cut me and I bleed apple pie. I bleed Philip Morris tobacco.
You bleed nutmeg.
All I'm after is one guy to phone in or abroad. It could even be abroad. I'll even talk to abroad at this stage. To offer something to the conversation that isn't just admonishment and judgment. I did not kill my first wife. She was dead when I found her.
Of course, yeah, of course.
And when I married that goat, I thought it was part of a bit. Jimmy Kimmel had asked me to do it, and what was I to know that I'd gone to the wrong church?
Same-sex goat marriage wasn't even legal back then. You should have known better.
It was in Idaho, as I said at the time.
But you were in Iowa. You got your eyes wrong.
I'm telling you, I'm bad at directions. Can a guy make a mistake without carrying around? I had to leave the greatest country on earth to come here and try and mop up.
You didn't leave. You were chased out.
Those pitchforks were a way of saying they understood the true man within me. I am the son of a farmer. All right, he went to jail for growing all that weed, but he was a farmer nonetheless.
Yeah, that's what they always say. That's what they always say.
It's what I always say, because that's what happened.
Your Honor, that's what happened, Your Honor. Honest, Your Honor.
I am not here to be judged by an anonymous stranger on a telephone. Dom!
Why are you here?
I am here for a job interview, and they asked me to step in at the last moment.
You sound like an American John Gaunt, and that's not a nice place to be.
I don't know anyone involved in the world of British entertainment, but John Gaunt I have heard of. An absolute titan of the art. What that man doesn't understand about nuanced broadcasting and a way of reaching out to people and bringing people together, which is the great power of talk radio, may I add.
It is.
Isn't worth knowing. And a handsome son of a bitch to boot!
Young as well, don't forget young.
He's young, he's handsome, he's got his whole life ahead of him. He's got a cardio routine that... He's got a cardio routine that would make Wolverine cry.
Yeah, where is he now? Hey,
where is John Gaunt?
Your hero, where is he now?
Working undercover, I assume, because the last time I saw him, he was down at the docks blowing sailors. And when that documentary finally comes out, the smile's going to be on the other side of your face.
That's it. I've had enough. Good night, sir.
Oh, yeah, you better run. You better run. Is this how it is on this show? The animosity. You phone in. You pick up your telephone. You phone 0344-499-1000. 0344-499-1000. We have a conversation. I act like I'm interested in what you have to say. Then you go out into the night. You do not bring up what may or may not have happened in my life prior to this moment. As far as you bums are concerned, I am a man without history from a country with almost no history. 0344-499-1000. You can get on the cell phone 87222, but you got to start your text with the word talk. Who came up with that? Doesn't even make any sense. You can't text the word talk. That's like saying to someone, I'm sending you a text. No, you're not. You're talking to me. You should start your text with the word text. None of this shit makes any sense at all. On the Twitter, you can at talk radio. Get in touch. Let us know what's going on. We care about you and your pathetic lives. Or at least a force to for money. Oh. Nothing. Nobody is drunk enough to phone into this show. It's Friday night, people. Oh, sure. Maybe you should have better things to do than this. But I don't. And if I don't, I sure as hell don't see why you should. 0344-499-1000. That is the number that you can phone so that literally nobody listening can hear you whinge on about whatever bullshit it is that's been happening in your day. Oh, I've been watching the TV. I got a conspiracy theory. Oh, really? About how the electorate will mislead the vote for a Brexit policy that will fundamentally bankrupt the country? No. My conspiracy theory is about what a late-night DJ may or may not be doing to reinvigorate his career. Oh, thanks, Columbo. That was the big one. That was the one the FBI couldn't solve. Thank God you were here. Hey. 0344-499. Take your hand off your dick and pick up your telephone. Join in. It's the late night alternative where anything could happen, but what's more than likely to happen is that no one will phone, and even if they do, they will be boring as all hell. Whoop-dee-doo! La-dee-da! The only justification for doing this is the free market. Speaking of which...
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Late Night with Rufus Hound. In for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
You can't even change the sting. Guy didn't bother showing up. Oh, the Late Night with Rufus Hound. Who couldn't be bothered to be here. That's how much contempt he has for you. The listenership. The great noble ship that Talk Radio is sailing right into the rocks. Some people have phoned in. Frankly, friends, I do not have high hopes right now. Tom.
Yeah, hi.
Well, do something.
Well, tell me about the Rothschilds. Tell me about them.
What do you want to know?
I want to know what's going on. I want to know what the Rothschilds are doing in Soros. I'd like to know.
Right. You want to know what the Rothschild and Soros are up to?
Yep.
You figured the guy who had the inside track on that is a guy forcibly hosting a late-night radio show with literally no preparation.
Yep.
Okay, I'll tell you what they're doing. They're sitting down, they're getting themselves a nice drink, they're thinking about all the things they could do with all that money.
And the Federal Reserve?
Has never been shinier.
Yeah,
they got people up there polishing it. In fact, from what I understand, Donald, has asked them to melt it all down to make furniture for the White House, to make the place a little classier. Because if there's one thing that great man understands, it's that bright gold furniture always makes you look excellent.
Yeah, and the Lolita Express. What about Jeffrey Epstein? Tell me about that.
He was the greatest producer the Beatles ever had.
Jeffrey Epstein?
Oh, that was his brother.
No, Lolita Express.
Are you doing advertisements for some kind of online application?
No. Think about this. Lolita Express, they've all been on that trip. Clinton, everybody.
You seem to be saying things that don't really make a great deal of sense.
Well, they do to me because everybody knows about it, but nobody will talk about it. What's wrong? What's going on?
Asking you. If somebody tells you they have no idea what you're saying, you got one of two options. You can either explain it, or you can move on with your life.
No, I'll explain it. Everybody knows what's going on with underage girls. Everybody knows this, but nobody will talk about it. What's going on? The elephant in the room.
You keep saying everybody knows, but I have literally just said that I do not know. As a person,
I think this proves your theory
that everybody knows.
Everybody knows. The world knows. Twitter knows. Everybody knows what's going on. It's outrageous. I mean, it's...
Is this some kind of terrible Marvin Gaye impersonator? Everybody knows what's going on?
What? Oh, it's great. You're taking the piss now.
I'm taking the piss. Buddy,
yep.
You phoned up, said a bunch of shit I don't understand. I pointed out I don't understand it. You keep saying
everybody knows what's going on.
I asked you to explain and you refused.
No, I'm telling you.
How am I the one taking the piss? I'm the one asking the questions.
Well, you're willfully ignorant.
I am. How dare you, sir?
You're willfully ignorant.
I graduated top of my class. Admittedly, there were only four of us in the class by the end. Most of the other people in my year were shot. But that's America for you.
America is screwed.
America!
Ruled by this Lancer or Rothschilds. Yep.
No, ruled by President Trump.
No, he's gone now.
He's draining the swamp. Whatever you heard before, rest assured, my friend, your take on that great nation and my great nation couldn't be more wrong.
Drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp. Drain the swamp. Lock her up. Build that wall. Grab him by the pussy. That's what we shout. That's what we shout. People in this country say we don't know what we voted for. We know full well what we were voting for. Make
pussy.
America great again.
Pussy.
Are you talking to me?
Yep.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, babe. I'm talking to you, my man.
Oh. Well, that's pretty rich.
Drain the swamp.
That's pretty rich. Coming from a guy who comes from a country where men wearing skirts is the national dress, if you catch my meaning, fruity pants.
Drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp. Drain the swamp. Lock her up. Make sure we can import the elephant carcasses that we shot in another continent that we had no business bagging. That's what we used to shout at the rallies. And one by one, that great man is making sure that if I go and shoot a rhinoceros, I can bring that rhinoceros right back into my own front room.
Mena, Arkansas.
I never met that woman, and I'll fight any man who says differently. I got no idea how she became pregnant.
Mena,
if you're
Arkansas,
listening, call me.
CIA.
I worry now you're doing disco classics, but you're dyslexic. It's YMCA, Tom. Tom, it's Y... Oh, he's hung up. He's hung up. Who's the pussy now, Tom? Oh, hey, hey. Everybody knows. Did they really all know? Because it sounds to me you read a bunch of stuff on the internet and just thought everybody knows because you knew. But what do you know, Tom? When asked, Tom remained silent, almost like he had no clue what he was talking about. Like it was just a load of made-up nonsense that a mummy's boy might spout to justify not participating in the world! Simon is in Northumberland. Almost like that was a real place and not just a bunch of random noises thrown together from a Tolkien novel.
Hello?
Simon?
No, it's not Simon. I don't know who Simon is. This is Billy. I'm quite confused.
Give me one
actually,
second
right?
here, Billy. Give me one second. Sam.
Hello?
When you write down who's phoning up, you write the right name on the right call. B-I-L-L-Y.
And I'm from Newcastle, not Northumberland. I mean, it's next to Northumberland, but it's not Northumberland. It's Tyne and Wear.
Oh, hang on. Let me just phone somebody who gives a shit.
Can you make...
Can't find anyone, because literally no one does.
Right, wait, hold on now. Like, I was having a poo on the toilet in the central station, and I seen that this number was etched under the back of the door, saying that I could call up if I was looking for a bit of sexy time. And I'm a little bit confused because I've been on hold there for a couple of minutes, and I haven't really got any sort of... tickles down there, you know, and I thought it was going to be a little bit more sexier. I heard someone say about grabbing pussies, which did do it a little bit for me, but I thought this phone number was going to be a little bit more sexier than
let me get this absolutely straight. You saw the number on the back of a bathroom stall.
Yeah.
I phoned it for a sexy time, then held for almost a full hour.
Yeah, that's right.
How many numbers are you pulling off the back of bathroom doors that you get put on hold for?
21.
If when you phone those numbers, a guy called Enrique doesn't answer and is with you within 15 minutes, chances are someone's pulling your leg, buddy.
I thought I had my hopes up a little bit, like, but I have enjoyed
hopes
what
up,
you've been saying.
Trousers down, Billy. That's who you are.
Well, I was hoping that you might still be able to do a little bit of sexy talk for me, because I do like your American accent. It does do wonders for me, and I was just hoping that we could like maybe go through a couple of scenarios or something.
All right, pin him back.
Yeah.
I'm guessing no one's listening, so this ain't gonna A, take long, or B, matter. Picture the scene, Bill.
It only takes me about a minute.
Picture the scene. There you are in the nursing home. You got Countdown on the TV. Rachel Riley's reached across. She's got vowel. Consonant. Consonant.
Consonant.
Vowel. Vowel.
Oh, Rachel, you're very naughty.
Vowel. Nick Hewitt puts 30 seconds on the clock. And your time starts now, Billy. Da 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 da
da da da. Willie.
There's some static on the line.
Can we hear from Susie in Dictionary Corner, please?
Well, you could have had an eight. Farcical. Which is what happens when you fart on an icicle.
Right. That's happened a few times, yes. What happens when you follow through on one?
That's a poopsicle.
Oh, well, very good. Well, I take it this isn't the actual sex. So are you on a radio here or something?
I swear to God.
Is this a radio?
Nobody in this country listens.
If they did,
they'd have larger hot dogs, cheaper popcorn, and gas.
Right, you're okay.
Instead of petrol. What does that even mean? Oh, it's short for petroleum.
We would drive on the right
enough.
As well, I imagine.
Eh?
We would drive on the right-hand side of the road as well.
You would drive on the correct side of the road for one, Billy.
Aye. Have you ever been to Newcastle, How? What's your name, Richard? Ricky.
Sneeze. Rick Sneeze.
Rick, you had a sneeze. Do you need a tissue?
Sneeze!
Sneeze, all right.
I'm from a great line of German sneezes.
Oh.
You ever had a schnitzel?
No. I've had a pretzel.
Well, it's if you shit on a pretzel, you get a schnitzel.
Oh, I see, right. Okay. Wait. Have you ever been in Newcastle? How long you were in the United Kingdom for?
I arrived on Monday, and immediately I got into a black cab, and I said, who would employ a guy like me? And they said, people who would run commercials like this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night with Rufus Hound, in for Ian Lee, on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
What I'm going to say sounds ridiculous.
And the completely unorthodox.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
You never know just where the conversation will take you.
Is that Commando?
Late Night with Rufus Hound, in for Ian Lee, on Talk Radio.
It's not Rufus Hound. What are you playing this to taunt me now? Just don't play anything. Just come right off the back of the news. Oh, some people did a thing. Batman wore a hat. Tennis player did what tennis players do. Now this guy. Would it kill you? Finally, though, we got a broad phoning in. Hoppa, hoppa, hoppa. Hello, Cleo. Exotic name, exotic lady.
I ain't no broad. I ain't no broad.
Who's this?
I'm asking you to see
I
your
asked
mind.
You first. That's the way conversation works.
I'm asking you. My name is Cleophas.
Cleophas?
You should remember that name.
The last time I heard that name, I was being given cream for it at the doctor's. Oh, you got a bad case of Cleophas. But rub this
man.
Right on your taint, it'll clear up.
This is a type of shit you put me through before.
We ain't never met before. Don't go play. I got people phoning me all the time saying we met before. You owe me money.
You need to paint a picture in your mind. It's 1984. We're in Ding Ho's nightclub in Boston.
Sure.
And you come up to the little black man. You come up to this black man and you say, "Boy, I want to masturbate in front of you." Just like that Louis C.K. with those ladies has been found. Now, man.
I can't pretend that hasn't happened, but how do I know that was you? It seems awful unlikely to me that you'd have tracked me down all the way here when I only been here a week. Normally, it takes a little while longer for you people to work out where I went.
I've got the stomach pump from the DNA.
You can't prove nothing with that.
I've got all
who
the
knows,
DNA I want.
Who knows what you've been swallowing to create that internally?
There's only one man who promised me my future in comedy back in 1984 in a Ding Ho in Boston. And that was your ass. Your ass promised me that shit.
If I promised anyone anything, it should have been taken with the pinch of salt that I was snorting at the time. And as I pointed out to law enforcement, that was salt. And the photographic evidence proves nothing one way or another. Sure, it's unlikely I was snorting salt off that hooker.
Go on the stand.
Sure it is.
I'll happily go on the stand and tell them people it was me who got you that salt, because that weren't salt. That was grade A, baby. You had me pimping. You had me getting your drugs for weeks, weeks and weeks on the promise. I'm getting me on the stage.
I can't believe I stepped into this show at very short notice, and so many people who know me were so quick to track me down and rake over my past.
I can't
believe this was meant to be an opportunity for me to show the good people here at Talk Radio that I had a future at this magnificent broadcasting institution.
And I was here. I've been here for 15 years, man. You turn up on my favorite radio station. Out of the blue, how do you think my ass feels, so to speak?
Sorry, because that's all you are. Sorry,
yeah.
I got something stuck in my throat.
No,
that's all you are. Some
I've heard that
sorry
before.
Ass dragging himself around, pillar to the post.
I'm going to find you. I'm going to come. I know where the
well,
studio
I
is.
Well, I ain't hiding.
I know where the studio is, man.
Well,
it's going to take me about 7 or 8 hours to get there, but I know where that is.
Well, guess what? In 6.5 hours, I'm going to hide under the desk, and let's see you find me then. Get rid of this bum. We got CJ from Stockport. CJ's a girl's name, right?
King Pimple Eater.
Oh, this is some kind of sausage fest.
Well, there's nothing wrong with sausage fest. I am frightfully annoyed that you've come over to our country, this wonderful green country of ours, full of history and amazement, and you're insulting the great British public. And I will not have this on national radio. And I demand that you earwaxing, licking, nut eater, mushroom face, to immediately step away from that microphone and let the professionals do the job.
You think just because you play music under something it means you got a point?
This is the land of hope and glory of our great British nation, which I am so proud to be a part of. And I will not have some American scumbag coming over here on the airways putting his weight around. I won't have it.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
And glory. Ba, 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 da, ba, 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 la, 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 la.
Gotta be denied. Bum, 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 bum. The greatest American that ever lived, sir. Hulk Hogan. This was his entrance music. He'd walk down into the ring waving the star-spangled banner, letting everybody who saw him know that he was the greatest human being from the greatest country on earth. And the fact that he may or may not look like a Savoy with a stuck-on mustache doesn't stop him being my personal idol and the personal idol of Donald J. Trump.
Outrageous. You know something?
Bam, 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 bam. I can't hear you. You know why? Because I got too much greatness flooding into my ears.
You are unbelievable and shocking, and you are an embarrassment to your country. You know that. An embarrassment.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for the right. Fight for what's right.
You are an American. You know that. An American.
I got more can than what you ate your dinner out of, Buster.
Listen, right? You Tories beating arse lover, okay? This is Great Britain, and we will not tolerate you coming here, humping our trees, burping in our bum holes, and farting on our faces.
What is wrong with a great ass?
Listen, you typo.
You want to call me an ass lover? Sure, hands up. Give me something I can bounce a nickel right off.
The only thing that's bouncing
I
in...
I like big butts that I cannot lie. No other brother can deny. When a broad walks in with an itty-bitty slim and a big thing in
outrageous.
Your face, you get sprung out of your seat.
Outrageous.
And what are you doing there, limey?
I'm trying to make sense of incoherent babble that's coming out of your stupid little pie hole.
There is nothing incoherent about any of the things I am saying.
Incoherent.
I came here as a visitor to your country.
It is.
In the full understanding that this nation has a proud history of welcoming people from overseas who are prepared to work hard and do their best. Why? It's almost as though in the last few years you've been told that immigration is a bad thing.
Immigration is a bad thing when people like you come along and take decent working men's jobs.
I'm filling in for a guy who couldn't be bothered to show up and talk to people like you. You should be thanking me. A little gratitude would go a long way roundabout now.
In Rupert's defense, when he heard you were in the studio, he just didn't want to come down. I don't know what the history is there, but he didn't want to come down and face your stupid...
I'm ready to meet that guy any time, any place, any day of the week.
He would kick your ass. He would kick your ass back into next week. He would beat you to a pulp.
I've seen pictures of that fat son of a bitch, and something tells me he'd run out of breath before he even got his fists up.
No, he could.
The weight of that mustache and drag that guy to the bottom of the lake.
His finger in your eye, and that'd be it. You'd be gone. You'd be cold, gone out.
Well, I doubt that very much. But how very brave of you to suggest that somebody else could fight your fight for you.
Listen,
this is World War II all over again.
Listen,
Adolf! Take that and that and that. But to really make it sting, let's wait for Uncle Sam to show up.
My cat could beat you in a fight, and that's saying something, okay? This is Britain. We are proud, and we are great people, and we will not tolerate your duck-sipping, turd-spamming behaviour.
This is exactly everything that is wrong in this country. You people love animals more than you love fighting. That's why the whole place is going to the dogs!
The dogs, by the way,
are wearing tiny jackets,
despite the fact that
they are already wearing fur coats.
No, not a chance.
Oh, but he looks so cute. Have you seen him and his little deer stalker?
Not a chance. You are going to the dogs, Rick. You are.
I'm going nowhere, buddy. Rest assured. I don't care if this Rufus Hound guy does show up now. There ain't nothing getting me out of this chair.
He'll kick your ass when he shows up. He'll get better and he'll kick your ass.
Something tells me you don't know what you're talking about, because you haven't from the moment you picked up the phone.
No, but you see, this is the problem with you Americans. You're all as thick as...
Oh, the problem with you Americans.
You Americans, thick as pictures.
My country's got more straight-A students than you got students. Rather than tarring us all with the same brush, why don't you look inside? Because something tells me... You're a guy who maybe didn't graduate high school with the full diploma, if you know what I am saying, which is what I am saying is that you are a stupid asshole.
Very dare you, sir. This is outlandish.
How dare I? How dare I? Because you're at the end of a telephone line making all sorts of claims about someone you ain't even met, saying they're going to kick my ass when they get here. That's how I dare.
More dignity in his little finger than you have in your entire
body. Dignity, sure.
Absolutely.
That's how you win the race.
Pulls
dignity.
Present it. You just come on the air.
Ronald McDonald. You met that guy? Ronald McDonald. Red hair, clown nose, big floppy shoes. Sells burgers that make you shit within 2 minutes of eating them.
That language.
That guy's a billionaire. Do you know how much dignity the clown has? None! Do you know how much power and influence he has? All of that!
This language is not acceptable on national radio, not in this great country of ours. I'm going to have to censor you.
Oh, well, good luck. Guy doesn't even know how radio works.
The next swear, I'm going to have to censor you, I'm afraid. It's just got to be done.
Well, it looks like we got ourselves a game of chicken.
Well, this is not a game of chicken. I'm going to win this.
Oh, sure it is.
Oh, yeah. No,
because I think you are a first-rate...
Oh, censor.
Piece of shiny... leather. And that your mother definitely didn't send you to school as often as she did, because she was too busy blocking people on Twitter. You censored me when there was nothing to censor, you dopey asshole!
It's just in case. You just have to be prepared for when this foul language gets...
What you gotta be is scared, which is exactly what you are!
I am not frightened of you.
I am British. I am the British. Bark, 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 bark. Great Britain. Great Britain.
And making sticky noises.
You know what you got? You got a woman who sits on a big gold chair and tells y'all what to do. Does that sound like a nation of prize fighters to you?
I will not have you.
Hello, old lady. When was the last time you did anything culturally relevant? Oh, she's coming. Quick, John, bow.
You will not come and disrespect our queen on national radio. She is the pride and joy of this great nation. And you will not come to our country, and you will not discredit her, and you will not discredit the listening public.
We let a woman run for president in America for a few yuck-yucks.
God bless the queen. And long may she reign and kick the Americans' arse, which are fully needed right now, you horrible, despicable human being.
Long may she reign. I don't know if you're talking about the queen or the weather. Reign. Have you looked outside? Call this a country? This is more like the cover design for 50 Shades of Grey. Except that normally what's rolling down the cover of one of those books isn't rain.
La 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 la. Not listening. La 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 la.
And ain't that just your solution to everything? La la la. La la la. I'm not listening.
The Queen.
When you had a million people walking through the streets of London saying no to the Iraq War, what did Tony Blair do? La, 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 la. Not listening. You know who he was listening to? George W. Bush, the second greatest president America ever had!
I was there in Manchester during the protests against your stupid ex-president saying this war was a bad idea. and it was a bad idea, and this could
elected.
Be led by you.
He was an elected official. Unlike Nana Curly sitting on her big chair, holding her big golden stick in one hand and a Greek dude in the other, pretending like everything's fine. If everyone's fine, why are all the family crying, Liz? Why every time do I turn on the TV, another one's, wah! Why? If only you knew how hard it was being royal. If only you had any idea of my existential pain. Get out of the way! Somebody vote him out of there!
But the people know I'm right. They know I'm right, and you need to stand down and back away from that microphone.
I'm going nowhere.
Well, it's gonna
I'm only just getting warmed up.
It's going to be a very, very long night.
Sam, bring me another bottle of Maker's Mark in here. I got a feeling we're going to win us some kind of Sony Award tonight.
You are not going to win any awards tonight, young man. You are going to go home deflated and feel ashamed of yourself.
This may be the greatest 3 hours of broadcasting I'm ever going to attempt.
It will be the only.
I'm going to go home and make my own award.
You're not.
And then rub it all over my naked chest whilst thinking of you, CJ.
You know what you can do with that award? You can shove it up your big, fat ass. That's what you can do. When you get in, you can shove it up your ass. That's what you're going to do with that award.
Well, CJ, we find ourselves at something of an impasse.
Yes, we are.
Because do you know where the male G-spot is? It's up your ass. So when I'm shoving that award up my ass, it's going to feel amazing!
So you're telling
me... And I'm going to be thinking of you, CJ! I'm going to be sitting there with an award in my ass, thinking my lucky stars we had this conversation!
No, that's inappropriate.
Oh, CJ, I'll be moaning! Oh, CJ!
That sort of behaviour is not allowed.
Oh, CJ! You know what CJ stands for? See if you can work it out while we take these commercial messages.
Uncut after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation. Late Night with Rufus Hound. In for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
To a real man for a change on your talk radio. None of these namby-pamby figure. I got something in my... Something in my... Okay, that's got it. You're listening to a real man here on talk radio, a show where evidently people just phone in pretending to be women. Here's a supposed woman. We got Julie from Bromley. No doubt, big thick piece of meat swinging between those thighs.
Maybe.
Holy God. Is that an actual woman phoning the show? Wait a second! Celebrate good times! Come on! Play the music, Sam! Play the music! Born in the USA! We were... Okay, Julie, whatever you're doing, my darling, whatever you're doing, stop right now. Take a deep breath and be prepared to be sneezed on.
Oh, Rick.
Oh, Julie.
I'm Mr. Rick Sneeze.
Sneeze. To rhyme with knees, as in get knees. On.
What are you like?
I'll tell you what I'm like.
Really?
I'm 6'1" and tons of fun.
So am I. No.
I like a big Julie.
Like the cut of your chin.
I like a woman that you can feel when she punches you.
Do you?
Oh, sure.
I like
being called names, Julie.
I like the cut of your jib, and I wanted to ask your advice. Something happened to me today, and I would like to know how you would have dealt with it. In fact, two things happened to me today. I would like to know your opinion.
Julie, let me put my guiding hand on your morals.
Oh, please do. The first thing was that I had my eyebrows threaded today.
You're a classy broad. You want to look your best.
Well,
you never know. You never know who you're going to meet.
We'll go with that.
Sure.
And the woman who was doing it.
You never know who you're going to meet in a Wetherspoons or around the back of a Dixon's.
Absolutely.
You want to look your best. You want to look like if anything got spilt just above the eyes, you could wipe it straight off. I like you, Julie. You're a classy lady.
And the girl who was doing my eyebrows kept saying to me, so as I was walking towards the place where they do your eyebrows, she pointed
the eyebrow
at me
parlor.
The eyebrow parlor, and she said, "You're cool. You're so cool." Obviously, I am.
Obviously,
and
you are.
That was a bit odd. And she says, "I really like you. I'd really like to take a photo of you to show my husband."
Hello. Hello. Three-way. That's what's going on there, Julie.
I said that's very flattering, but I think, no. Why would you do that? Why would you take a photo of another woman to show your husband? Unless it was for comedy purposes.
Because she saw in you a woman who is unafraid of adventure.
You got
the eyes of an open-minded lady who's prepared to try new things, such as having her photograph taken by a stranger. What could be done with that photograph, Julie? What could be photoshopped? And once photoshopped, could that picture be laminated and passed around a club of like-minded adults? Look at this woman's eyebrows, they would say. Look how surprised she looks.
Yeah, maybe. And the other thing was that today I was out shopping and...
Because you're a classy broad, Julie. We've already established this.
I'm classy.
You're classy. You're dressing up nice. You're getting your eyebrows done.
Yeah.
Because you're wearing a lot of holes in your clothes. Because you're not afraid to embrace the world and throw yourself into it.
The woman behind me in the queue started chatting to me, and I was being very pleasant, and she said to me...
Julie, let me stop you right there. You're clearly one of the most approachable human beings on the face of the earth. You got people wanting to take your photograph, you got other people, strangers in a queue. I mean, I don't know much about this country, but the one thing I do know is you do not talk to each other, especially when lining up to pay for expensive lingerie.
Well, it was because I had a big Christmas polar bear decoration in my trolley in the shop that I was in.
Is that a euphemism? You want a big nudge nudge polar bear in your ding dong shopping trolley?
Trolley.
You want something that's gonna make you roar? Something that's gonna feed you raw fish?
Something that's gonna kill.
Something with a little black nose and big paws. I got a big pause for you. You ready, Julie? Hear it? Was.
Hi,
it's
Rachel.
A big pause joke, Julie!
Well, no.
I'm not
and
just a devilishly handsome
joke.
Son of a bitch. I got jokes.
You got jokes for miles.
I got smiles for miles, Julie, and I'd like to paint them up and down your back.
Paint them. Paint smiles up and down my back. I've never heard that one before. That's a good line.
Well, thank you very much. That's not the only thing I'm good at. I also give excellent foot rubs.
Do you?
Oh, sure. Oh, you want one right now, Julie?
Right now, I do. Right now.
Press the handset up against your naked foot. This is a technique I was taught by Larry King, one of the great American broadcasters. Place the handset up against the sole of your naked foot. Right now, Jewel, don't ask too many questions. Yeah. Just let me know when it's nestled betwixt.
It's nestled underneath my arch of my foot. I'm spent.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's one of the ways I was hoping I'd be able to reach out this evening.
And you have.
And Julie, I like to think in a way I reached right through the telephone wire and touched not just your foot, but your heart.
You did. You touched my soul.
That's how it starts. Gentle massage of your soul. Julie, you're in Bromley, one of the classiest places available in the UK.
So classy.
What are you doing with your days, Julie?
Well, apart from buying polar bears. Oh, so can I tell you what the woman in the queue said to me?
Oh, you can tell me everything.
Everything.
Oh,
and I think she meant this as a compliment, but we were just chatting, and she said to me, "You really remind me of my nan."
Gerontophilia is underrated. Julie, maybe you reminded her of
old hat?
Of her grandma when her grandma was a young woman. Because when we love someone, do we not just see the person, the beautiful soul within, rather than age? I know I try to, and if I can't, I just close my eyes and imagine Jennifer Aniston.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? The best of all the friends.
You think?
Yeah, I have a... I'm going to share this with you, Julie, because I got a feeling we're getting on pretty well around about now.
We are.
Are you familiar with the sexual friends system?
Could you expand a bit further, just for anybody who isn't?
Sure. When making sweet love, sometimes you gotta put on the accelerator. Other times, you gotta apply the brake.
Yeah, sure.
So, if I need a little extra inspiration, in my head, I'm thinking, Aniston, 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 Cox, 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 Kudrow, Kudrow.
You mean Courtney Cox, right?
LeBlanc, 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 Kudrow, 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 Cox, 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 Aniston, 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 Schwimmer,
Schwimmer, Schwimmer, Schwimmer,
Schwimmer, Schwimmer, Schwimmer, Schwimmer, don't move, don't move. Schwimmer! 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 Perry. Schwimmer! Schwimmer! Perry. LeBlanc. Kudrow. 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 Cox. 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 Aniston. 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 Gunter!
Oh, God. The last one was a bit shocking. And I mean, who doesn't think Cox, Cox, Cox in their heads when they are in that position?
You know, Julie, I think you and I got a lot in common.
I think we do. Too much, maybe.
Well... Maybe we could find that out over a drink.
Maybe we could.
What do you like to drink, Julie?
Copious amounts of cocktails. Although, really, you know, make a mark if you've got a bottle open.
I've always got a bottle open. In fact, by law, I now have to seal it before I get in my car, because if I gotta have one more misunderstanding that I'm using it as a room odorizer... Ugh, the legal costs alone are crippling me. Why can't a guy make his car smell like Maker's Mark without the police getting involved? We live in the nanny state, Julie. And as somebody who reminds other people of looking like their nannies, I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, but did you call Queen Elizabeth? Did you call her Nanny Curly earlier?
Nanny Curly, sure.
Curly. I thought so. I just wanted
the nation's grandma. Nanny Curly, sitting on her big gold chair with her fancy hat.
Yeah, but given the chance, who wouldn't want to sit on a big gold chair with a fancy
hat? Oh, sure, if we all got a chance, if it was done on a rotation system, I'd be all in favor of the monarchy. But we threw a tea party to make sure that wasn't going to happen. No representation without democracy, that's what we said, and it only took us another 150 years to extend that courtesy to black people and women.
That's true.
Because we're the greatest nation on earth.
Well.
But in a diplomatic effort, Julie, maybe it's time we tied the fortunes of our two countries together.
You mean some kind of relations?
I'm saying maybe it's time that you opened your portfolio when I was allowed to make investments tax-free.
Oh, but investments might go down as well as up.
Oh, sure.
Go up or down.
Depends whether you're standing on your head, you athletic bastard.
Yeah, that line not so good.
They can't all be winners, Julie.
They can't.
They can't all be winners. If there's one thing that a long-term history of investing in the Kentucky Derby has taught me, it's that they can't all be winners, but they can all be riders.
Can't we?
Julie, I'm going to ask Sam to take your number down.
Are you
likely to be awake for a while?
All night.
I technically don't have anywhere to stay this evening.
Really?
Would you,
I might have some room somewhere.
Would you consider taking a gentleman lodger?
I consider most things.
just gonna need a minute here, Julie.
Only a minute.
Julie, what are you wearing?
Right now. Just a huge smile and some perfume.
Oh. I'd been warned that the ladies on this side of the pond were a little more forward than where I'm from. It's almost like you don't believe in God.
Almost.
Okay. Well, I hope Rufus gets here soon.
So do I.
Uber. You got that in this godforsaken shithole Uber.
Thank you, Rick.
Well, whenever Rufus gets here, good luck, everyone. Julie, don't hang up, Julie. Sam, you hang up that. I will shoot you in the face, you son of. Okay.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night with Rufus Hound in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Guys, hurry up, you need to go.
What?
Get in the studio, we're live on air.
Who was that guy?
No idea.
Oh my God. I've never been dragged out of a river before.
Hurry up.
Are we on?
Working.
Right, hello! Hello, Talk Radio! It's Rufus Hound in for Ian Lee. Oh my God. So, Kath and I were having a production meeting around the corner. It was a Greek restaurant, and they smashed all the plates at the end.
Oh.
All the plates piled up in front of the door.
Incredible, wasn't it?
We were snowed in.
Yeah.
Thank God we had that full Christmas dinner
in
a waitress back.
Yeah.
Otherwise we'd have starved.
Well, I was looking around thinking, who's first, man? Who's first?
But we spoke to the station controllers. They said they were going to get Rick Schneese in to cover American broadcasting legend Rick Schneese. And I'm sure he's been fantastic. I assume that was him we saw pelting it down the stairs who dragged you out of that Uber.
Incredible.
Oh, my God.
What do you call me, a broad?
So it's Rufus and Kath here with you on Talk Radio. Call 0344-499-1000. Or you can text 87222. Start your text with the word talk and it'll come straight through to us. Barry from Western Supermare's on the line, as is Nigel from Maidstone in Kent. So... Nigel, how are you?
Hello.
How are you, Nigel?
Fine, thank you, Rufus.
Oh, have you had a nice day?
Great day, yeah. It's a bit cold, wasn't it?
Oh, it's been chilly.
Freeze
the weather's really turned, and then the early Getting darker early doesn't help, does it?
Yeah, less, doesn't help, does it?
Less
hour missing and that. So Children in Need's on tonight.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, all the evening.
Oh, smashing.
Yeah, and I was going to do a tribute to Brucey, as it's Children in Need night.
What a lovely gesture.
It's a shame he's not in it now, but never mind.
It would have been nice to see him.
It would be. He's a lovely man, wasn't he?
Yeah,
to see him nice.
Oh, it would have been nice.
Have you heard this song before? Can I just sing you a bit of a song, and you've got to guess what it is?
Oh, just lovely.
I'll do the middle part.
Perfect. Here.
Someone's got to guess what it is.
Give me a chance to get my breath back.
Shall I sing away?
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you want me to count you in? Do you want me to count you in?
No, I'll just do the middle bit. You've got
I'll
to
count you
what
in.
The song is. I'll count
one,
you in.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, go!
You used to tell me we'd run away together, but love just seems the right to be free.
Ooh.
Do you know what song that was?
I was doing the backing vocals.
I've forgotten the words. It was a Whitney Houston number, wasn't it?
I know it. You said, be patient, just wait a little longer. But that's just an old fantasy.
Yeah, great song, isn't it?
I don't know it.
No, I've
forgotten the name of it myself.
what a wonderful tribute to Bruce Forsyth that
was.
It's what he would have wanted. It most certainly is. He'd have probably, if he was watching you do that, I bet he'd have said, it was nice to see you.
Nice. Have you been on TV at all, Rufus?
No.
You don't do any TV?
I used to.
Hmm. What station was that?
What have I done? I've done Street Cred Sudoku. On UKG,
you know that's not how it's said. It's not Sudoku, is it?
Sorry. Street Cred Sudoku on UKTV G2.
Acting as well.
I've done a lot of panel shows.
I
worked on. You remember when Richard and Judy went from Channel 4 to digital?
Yeah.
I worked on that show for the 6 weeks that it ran.
Oh.
On a Wednesday.
They're retired now, aren't they? Because both of them are retired, I think.
Judy is.
Mm.
But I think Richard's still fighting the good fight.
Oh, good, yeah.
We're going to make Maidley great again.
Would you like my song, then, about Brucey?
Remind me of how it goes.
Well, it's a jingle with an organ and me singing to the organ. I did recently. Okay. So far away, then. I'll get back to you when it's finished. It's not very long.
No, that's fine. Hang on. Wait.
I'll sing along to it if you like.
Yeah, lovely. No, that's perfect. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, hang on.
Sam, press play and record.
Yeah, I'll just...
On the tape. Hang on. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Nigel. It's just I'm worried that Sam's not going to record it.
Oh, okay.
On the tape deck, Sam, is play and... You've got to press it at the same time.
Oh, right. You do the recording.
So, no, Nigel, you're fine. You're great as you are. Yeah. It's Sam.
Mm.
You're going to have to put some sellotape over the tabs at the top.
On the big play button, there's a smaller red button embedded into it, and you've got to press them both down at the same time. Not till I say, Sam. Sam, when I wave, you press play and record. Nigel, you tell us when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready now.
Are you ready, Nigel?
I'm ready now, yes, Rufus. Yes.
Nigel's ready. Sam, are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Nigel, you're ready?
Yes.
One, two, three, four.
No,
start again. He hadn't pressed record.
Wait.
Nigel, go back. Go back.
No,
Nigel.
Stop.
Nigel, stop. Nigel. 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 Nigel.
Junior
Nigel!
As well.
Nigel!
Yeah.
Nigel!
Nigel! Nigel! Nigel! Nigel! Nigel! Nigel! Nigel!
Come and join the game.
Nigel!
To the radio.
Nigel!
Boys tonight.
Nigel!
Nigel from Maidstone joins
the Gamers
world.
Nigel!
Joining the game.
Nigel!
It's fruitful time.
Nigel!
It's fruitful time.
Nigel!
The generation game.
Nigel! Nigel!
Hello?
Nigel!
Yeah?
We weren't recording. Can you start again from the beginning?
Damn it.
Can you start again?
I've got to run it back. No, I'll have to run it back then.
All right.
Have you got time?
Yeah. We've got ages.
All right. Did you like it?
Well, I wasn't listening. I was trying to get your attention, Nigel, because we haven't pressed record at our end. No, Nigel!
Hang on, I'll just run it back a bit further. And you tell me, then I'll move it to the speaker.
I'll count you in, Nigel. Mm. But I need...
Hang on. No.
Nigel!
I've got to go forward a bit now.
Okay.
Back. Oh, yeah, I'm there now. I found it now.
Right, you got it?
Mm,
right.
Yes.
Wait one second, yes. Nigel. Sam, are you ready?
I won't put it on until you say, tell me.
Sam, you press record on 10. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Go, Nigel!
It's not working now.
Right, start again. Press stop. Sam, press stop on the record.
Rewind it.
Hang on a second. I'll just run it forward a bit.
Yep.
Yeah, I found
it.
Found it, yeah.
Right, Sam... You press record on 9, so I think I left... the counting felt a bit long to me. Did it feel...
Just a smidge, yeah.
A bit too long. So press record on 9, and then, Nigel, if
then
you
I'll
can...
press
if,
the knob in.
If you can press the... If you can press play on 11.
Okay.
So what number are you going on, Nigel, just to check?
12.
No, 11.
Oh, I've got to press on 11,
you
then.
You press play on 11.
Yes.
Sam, you press record on 9.
Is everyone clear?
Yeah, got it.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
He's a great man.
Are you recording?
You missed the beginning off.
Yeah,
Are you recording?
We were recording, but we missed the beginning, Nige.
Oh, but I can't hear when you. I can't put the phone to me here and do the other bit at the same time.
Just do the other bit.
How does it How does it work best for you, Nige? What's most helpful for us to do?
Well,
because this isn't about us.
If you say 11 and then give me 12 and 13, and then I'll get to it, and that should be just right.
All right. Well, we'll do it the other way around then. So you go on 11.
You say 11 and I go on 13.
Got you.
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15. What? No, press play! Record! Sam, press record!
He's a great man. He makes you laugh as well. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're cold in.
We stopped
it there, Nige.
He sings with the great stars.
Nige!
David Junior.
Nigel!
As well.
Nigel!
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 Nigel! We were trying to get a clean a clean version. You talked in the middle, Nige.
Oh, never mind. Perhaps we can do it another time.
Can you read it? Rewind it now? Could you, though?
It doesn't matter. I didn't want it recorded anyway.
No?
But I don't mind if you can't record it.
We can. Just rewind it.
Oh, well, we'll do something different. I want to do something different now. I got fed up with that song now.
All right. Well,
you got fed up with it.
What else have you got?
But the people would have heard it anyway, wouldn't they? Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because Sam wasn't pressing record.
I might have something else on here. I'll just have a quick look.
Go on.
So I don't know what I've got on my tape. And it's thing, I could sing live, couldn't I?
You could...
I know. Do you like My Way?
Love My Way.
Yeah, it's better to sing live, isn't it?
Well, always. Yeah. Always.
Go on.
All the greats say that. Always better to sing live. Alfie Bowe says that.
You tell me when to start and I'll sing the whole thing right through.
Lovely. Right, we've got to go for a break.
Oh, no, I know, hang on. Would you like From Me to the Moon? That's more swingier.
Yes!
That's a bit, and it's not quite so long. That'd
lovely.
Be better.
Yeah, perfect.
I'll sing that live, if you like.
Perfect. Do you want a bit of build-up?
You're doing the break first, aren't you?
No, no, we'll have you into the break.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. All right, okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, singing live, all the way from Maidstone in Kent, please welcome... Nigel! Press record!
Fly me to the moon and let me play amongst the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter or Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
What should we fill you
with? Song, and let me sing forevermore.
What am I?
Because you are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words,
what?
Please be true. In other words, I love you. Scooby dooby 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 doo doo. Yeah. Thank you.
Did you press play?
What did you say to me?
I was joining in.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were trying to stop me.
Oh, no, far from. Nigel, don't let anybody stop you. When you've got
Rufus,
a gift like
thank
that,
you, Rufus.
In the words of Journey, don't stop.
No. There was a song about that, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Have we got time to talk about something else?
We certainly have.
Yeah, you was talking about anuses, wasn't you, earlier? That was the other guy, wasn't it? The one was being rude.
Yeah, you're the first man I've spoken to tonight, Nudge.
Oh, yeah.
And may I say, treat.
Great. Was that you taking him off, that chap?
No.
Taking him off. Or was somebody else in the studio then?
I got here at about 11:30, just after.
That was the guest then, the comedian. Because I haven't been listening to the show, so I didn't know who it was. I thought it was you taking off somebody.
No.
Oh.
Well, you were listening, but you didn't hear it, but you think...
No,
it was...
I was listening on the radio, but I didn't hear the beginning of it.
Well, see, we haven't heard it either, because we were trapped in a Greek restaurant. So, give me a second, I'm going to listen to it back now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night with Rufus Hound. In for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Take a trip into the alternate reality of Late Night Radio.
I think I'm in something like The Matrix, and so are you.
Speech Radio. Give a difference.
Is there anybody out there?
Late Night with Rufus Hound. In for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Rufus Hound here on the Late Night Alternative, standing in for Ian Lee, joined as ever by Kat!
Yeah. Well, I've got a face full of donut.
Yep. We've been stuffing our little piggy faces and enjoying that. Barry from Western Supermare still on the line, aren't you, Barry?
I am indeed, yeah. Nice to talk to you, Rupert. How's things, Rufus?
They're all right, thank you. But congratulations, I think you might be our second only point scorer of the evening.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I'm sorry I missed... I'm just sorry that Nigel didn't get through to this Rich Sneeze character. It would have been... I think it would have been an interesting call, you know?
We've been looking at the Twitter. It feels like...
What on earth has been going on?
This Sneeze fella was a divisive figure and certainly not the kind of man that should be in charge of a broadcasting tentpole... like the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Who is he, Rufus? Because I'd never heard of him.
Well, neither had I. I mean, the thing is, because I'm only standing in here, I don't know who they have as cover and whatever.
No.
I'd imagined he was somebody familiar to the listenership.
No, I work here, and they've had a few different people, but I've never heard of a Rick Schnees before.
Yeah.
I think I'd remember. I mean, judging by the... I mean, I've got a lot of paperwork to fill out.
Yeah.
Well, I was phoning in, actually, just to thank some... Catherine and you and yourself for a very pleasant four evenings, you know, high intellectual content, and this American guy come on.
Yeah,
I was, to be honest, I was quite shocked. It was very aggressive, Rufus.
I mean, it's the
they are though, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean,
they can be.
Yeah, I mean, America. It feels to me very much a country that has created the kind of society where it is, you know, the strong will succeed and the weak will fail. And so it's sort of a psychopathic system.
Mm.
Once you say that, you know, success is built on how many people you can trample over, then, you know, what are you telling everyone? It's the biggest psycho will out. And I mean, look at who's in the White House.
The loudest mouth of them all.
Yeah. So we can only apologise. Rest assured, Kath and I had nothing to do with his presence here this evening, and we did everything in our power to push our way through the souvlaki crumbs and be here on time. It just wasn't to be. Sometimes life hands you lemons, Greek lemons.
They were delicious.
They were very good, those Greek lemons.
Mm. Oh, apologies accepted. It was just a total revelation, really. I've never experienced anything quite so angry. I mean, I'm not a big lover of America. I do like... I've enjoyed a lot of the music over the years. Bill Haley, he was very good. But, you know...
A complicated figure. Bill Haley, wasn't he?
He is in some quarters he is. The thing is he very representative of what Americans are like?
What, Bill Haley?
No, Bill Haley's good. No, I'm thinking about this Mr. Schnees, the gentleman.
Mr. Schnees.
Is he?
Well, I mean, I
don't know.
We haven't heard that show because we were trapped in a Greek restaurant. But all I can promise the listeners to Talk Radio is it feels to us like that is not how Talk Radio wishes to be seen. That is absolutely not the stall that we have spent this week laying out. A place of kindness, of decency, where people can come together rather than being shouted down. We're wading through, I think, how many emails have you got in your inbox now?
A load of emails. I mean...
I mean, people are irate.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know the full listener numbers for this show, but I think on average it's about 300,000 or 400,000.
300,000 or 400,000, yeah.
300,000 or 400,000.
No, 300,000 or 400,000.
I think, to be honest, Rufus, if he is representative of what it is like over there, then Mexico should be very, very pleased they're getting a wall.
Build the wall, but except in Mexican.
The Mexican
construir la pared.
Yeah.
sí.
Check you out.
No sabías que yo hablo español, ¿verdad?
He was one hell of an angry man, Rufus.
Well, I mean, you know, as I think we learned last night, is where does that anger?
The what?
Anger. It's from Bollywood. It's when you get Bangra that's very angry.
Mm-hmm.
Angra.
Mm.
Anyway, I don't know why I'm bringing up emotional states in Indian cinema.
Expressed through the medium of dance.
But. All we can say is we're still trying to put the pieces of this together, to be honest. We're very much on the back foot. All we can do is offer our sincere apologies to anyone affected by any of the issues raised by this Rick Schnees character.
I think if anyone can pull it off, it's you three.
Well,
I genuinely do.
That's very... I mean, and it is that trust that people are prepared to offer this show and us as three, I mean, I probably would like to point out independent contractors. I mean, we're not...
Mm. I mean, are you Sam? Sam, are you Stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, Sam's all right.
Sam's Stuff.
Just me.
Yeah.
Just me and you.
Just me and you. We can walk away from this.
I think I might have to walk away from it.
Right.
With my papers.
He needs definitely he needs some sort of counselling, Rufus. And I mean, I'll be honest, I'm a Republican, but I almost become a monarchist. Not quite. I'm still all right, but you know, that's how it affected me. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that you know, you can learn from every situation. And the one thing I did learn, Ian Lee is a very reasonable man.
Right.
So that was a lesson that I've learned tonight.
Well, it feels like whatever this...
I don't... How is this referred to Ian?
How does it...
What made you think of Ian in this scenario?
It made me think because sometimes Ian does get a little bit... He can get a little bit feisty with us callers.
So what you're saying, he was worse than Ian?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, maybe... I don't know whether I'm overreacting, but Ian, to me now, seems like a very well-balanced, reasonable gentleman.
Mm. Yeah. And, well, he is.
In comparison to that guy.
In comparison to
that guy that Rick was on Sneeze. There. And I must say, you know, it left me a bit... I'm a little bit shaken with the old experience, to be honest, Rufus.
Now, Barry, you know this, and, I mean, it's wrong... It's wrong in many ways to say what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know that you are my favourite caller.
Well, that's very kind of you. I really do enjoy listening to you, and your good lady is so nice.
And if all this show was 3 hours of you and I shooting the breeze, I would be delighted with that.
Really?
And the idea that this has forced you to question your moral judgments... On broadcasters with whom you're very familiar, your feelings about monarchy, this nation's standing in the world, it upsets me. If I'm honest, Barry, it upsets me. I don't know if I had a time machine, would I go back and fix this? Of course, I would.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't interfere with time.
It's immoral.
It is. We established that the other day.
I can't remember who explained that to us.
I think it was Jonathan. I think so.
Yes, I mean, I think probably on reflection, you would have made a greater effort to be there this evening.
Well, rest assured, it wasn't lack of effort.
No.
We were heaving.
Sometimes the world conspires against you.
Yeah.
And, you know, people have to know. Sorry.
Are you
all right? No. Just... not going to...
Don't.
Are you becoming emotional?
No, I'm fine. It's just that...
You're okay.
When you... Thank you.
You're welcome.
When you join somewhere like Talk Radio, you just think, is it... They don't just ask anyone, do they? They've put some trust in you, and they trust that you're going to... They trust that you're going to look after the listeners... And respect, and respect what they expect from the show, and you're going to do your best for them, and they're going to... No, wait, Barry, stop, you're going to make me go, Barry, you're going to make me go!
Rufus, it's affecting me now, Rufus. Listen, I'm going to have to hang up, I'll call you again on Monday. This has been quite an upsetting experience for me, Rufus.
Thank you.
Kathleen.
Thank you, Barry.
Love and peace.
Don't bring love and peace into it, Barry.
I've got to go. I'm cracking now.
All right, Barry. All right, love.
Bye now.
All right, see you then.
Bye, Rufus.
Bye. Fan those tears in. Fan them in. Fan them.
It's just...
Deep breaths.
It's just a lot of pressure coming into this studio night after night and sitting in this chair and knowing that the people at home wish it was Ian and they wish it was someone else and you try your best and that's all you can do, isn't it?
Some of them hate his guts. Honestly. Deep breaths.
How many times... do you need to hear somebody claim something wasn't their fault? Yeah. And you just think, actually, mate, all we need is for you to take some responsibility for what happened.
Yeah, but
rather than brushing it off on someone else. But on this occasion...
It was the Greek's fault.
On this occasion, I didn't do anything wrong.
All right. Could we just take some adverts quick?
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Late Night with Rufus Hound. In for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Right. Simply put, Kath's given me a bloody good talking to, and we're just going to carry on.
Yeah.
Now, what I find upsetting is that it's evidently shaken how you feel about this show, and I know this show is placed in my care. I've said sorry, I would like to just say sorry again. Nobody is phoning in. We don't have any callers. Nobody's texting.
You know what this is? It's a silent treatment. It happens. It happens.
I mean, you've got a long history of working at this station, stations like this.
Yeah, I have. And stations not as good as this. And it's...
Stations not as good as this.
Yeah, I worked at stations that weren't as good as this. I mean, this. So, what I'm thinking is, to regain their trust, what do? Because, I mean, we can't undo the fact that we had, what was it, an hour and 40 minutes of someone who apparently has rocked them to the core.
Yeah.
Very foundations. You know, at a time when they're feeling vulnerable, it's night time, they've had a long day, it's been a long week, it's Friday, we're supposed to be having a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And what it sounds like is they had an hour and 40 minutes of sheer hell.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't our fault, it was the Greeks, but... You know.
Oh, don't.
I mean,
don't,
it's on our watch, isn't it? It's on my watch.
Oh, don't you worry. I'm going to be writing a very strongly worded letter to those Greeks.
Yeah. In Greek or?
No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to write how furious I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to then read that out and get Sam to record it on a tape.
Yeah.
I'm going to place that tape in a horse and then I'm going to push that horse into the Greek restaurant. And when they're least expecting it, I'm going to have convinced that tape to jump out at them and give them a bloody good scare. And let's see how they like it.
You think they'll fall for that one again? Why don't we make it some other animal?
A
sheep.
Is that a bit?
You don't give. I mean, it's not a gift, is it?
Well, they do a lot of lamb in Greek cuisine.
Oh, they'll be right on it then, won't
they? Push a sheep through before the tapes had a chance to jump out and surprise them.
You want something boring?
They'll have knocked up kebabs.
About an elephant, no one ever sees that.
Well, an elephant's huge. They would literally see that coming.
No.
Oh, but the element of surprise necessarily,
yeah. The elephant of surprise.
The elephant of surprise. You've sold me on it, Kath.
Let's start.
0344-499-1000. Kath and I are in the elephant buying biz. 0344-499-1000. Do you have an elephant to sell? If you have packed your trunk, said goodbye to the circus, and off you have gone. And yet somehow your dreams have failed. Your life is in the dustbin. But you would like a small sum of money, as paid by Kath and I, to burst into a Greek restaurant with a tape
inserted
up your japsy. Mm-hmm. Then get in touch. If you've got oversized ears and have worked for a circus, flying around the place, spitting peanuts out of your trunk like a World War II bomber.
They still do that.
Give us a ring.
Yes.
If when you look under your eyes, it's long and grey with white sticky out pointy bits, give us a ring.
If Donald Trump is trying to export parts of you
That have been lopped off by his sons, give us a ring.
What number do they give us a ring on?
Oh, well, frankly, they wouldn't forget. But it's 0344-499-1000.
Give us a ring.
Give us a ring. Are you an elephant? Give us a ring. Do you have an elephant for sale? Give us a ring. Do you have an elephant for rent? Give us a ring. Give us a ring. Give us a ring.
But don't do that elephant impression with the trouser pockets, because that is not going to fool anyone.
Well... You say don't do that, but what if we can't get a real elephant?
Give us a ring.
Give us a ring. If you've got your pockets out, give us a ring. If you've got your pockets out and access to grey paint,
Give us a ring.
Just give us a ring.
Just give us a ring. 0344 499 1000.
No, this is what they do on Babe Station. That's why you can't hear them. They don't turn the sound up because what they're actually doing is...
talking to elephants.
Give us a ring.
They're talking to elephants with their boobies out, trying to convince them to smuggle messages of customer complaint into local ethnic eateries. That's what you're watching on the Babe Station. It looks like they're having a lovely time, but my God, those women have received some shoddy service in Ethiopian outlets, Italian outlets, Mexican outlets.
The Turks are not beyond this.
No. I mean, don't get me wrong, these countries are all wonderful and their cuisine is to be admired and respected.
Yeah.
Were it not for the, Mediterranean use of spice, our own recent food boom would have been far less informed.
Tell you who we don't thank enough, the Germans. You know what they gave us? Doner kebabs.
Hold the phone. By which I mean pick up the phone and call 0344 499 1000, especially if you have an elephant for sale, rent, or just as a lend. The less it costs us, the better, and we will conceal a tape in it, push it into a Greek restaurant, because we respect you, the listener.
We're doing it for you.
We are doing this to make things right. Noah put a dove off the side of the boat, carrying nothing when it left, but returning with a twig as a sign that God's love and provision was real.
Yeah, he kept his promise, didn't he?
He'd kept his promise. When the dove returned with the twig, Noah knew everything was going to be all right. Our olive branch is an elephant with a tape up its asshole. But we can only make that apology real
if you
give us a ring. If you provide us an elephant, we can't do everything.
I can't believe none of you've got elephants. Really?
Really?
Really? Come on.
Or more likely, are you not prepared to lend us an elephant because the bonds of trust have been broken?
I think that might be the case. I also think it's the nature of the elephant of surprise that they wait till the very last minute.
When you're least expecting it. Guess how many people have phoned in?
None. Tight.
0344 499 1000. You can text 87222. Start text with the word talk. Let us know where your elephants are and how available they are to help us complain on your behalf to a Greek restaurant. Maybe somebody with an elephant to lend us is Simon in Morpeth.
Hello there, how's it going? Yes, I have actually, I've got a couple of elephants.
Hold me, Kath. Yeah.
I'm not selling, but you can certainly rent. Do you have a vehicle that would cater for an elephant size?
Can you give us the volume of your... give us the volume of both elephants, and we'll reverse engineer from there.
Uh-huh. I'm not really sure, to be honest. Hold on. Let me just Google volume of an elephant.
You know how to work out the volume of an elephant?
Yes, you divide 4 feet by its trunk.
Yeah. Or you fill the elephant to the brim with water, and then knowing that each kilogram of water weighs 1 kilogram, then you just take the size of the elephant, and then that gives you the volume.
Yeah, 100...
But you've got there's a bit of variance in there for the skin.
Mm-hmm.
I think 156,000 kilograms...
Yeah.
We're doing it in kilograms, are we? Not tons. I thought that was traditional.
Well, it's a metric ton is 1,000 kilograms.
Now, I don't think Enterprise Rent-A-Van has anything that could cater for an elephant.
Okay, hang on. Is this the bigger of the two or the smaller of the two?
That's the big fat one. Sorry, Simon.
I think we should have the big fat one, Kath.
Yeah, it's more impressive.
Because what we're trying to do is prove to the listenership how sorry we are.
Yeah.
And if we go in with a small elephant, it looks like we don't. It's an unmeant apology.
Right. Okay. Well, let's go for the big one.
In the room at the minute, this elephant.
We'll have the big one.
All right. Has anyone got a big van for an elephant?
Right.
That's the next
question. Simon, stay on the line.
Yeah.
Do you work for Eddie Stobart? Give us a ring.
Do you work for Norbert de Tressongle? Appelez-vous.
Give us a ring. Do you work for the British military and have access to large movement equipment. Give us a ring.
Sir.
Sir. Ten. Fa.
Or.
Are you a zookeeper who has an elephant van?
Give us a ring.
Give us a ring. I mean, we'll talk to Simon while we're waiting for that.
Some people are driving trucks now and they know...
Lorry drivers,
yeah. They're the people...
Truck drivers.
Truck driver, truckers. Yeah,
truckers.
HGVers. Do they call them that? Hergivers.
Yeah, Hergivers. Hergivers.
Right.
Shut up.
That elephant's not going to shift itself, so yeah. We need a man with a van.
We cannot put this radio station back together again without your help, ladies and gentlemen. We have only ever seen ourselves as the conduit for you people to build a better world. And by you people, I mean we people. Mm. We are in this together.
Would you say you are every kind of people?
Yes.
And we make the world go round.
Every kind of people live.
Dun, 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 dun.
Makes the world go round.
Stop, you'll make me tear up again.
I know.
Sorry, you'll make me tear up.
Every kind of people live.
It's just such a beautiful sentiment.
It's
so beautifully expressed. No, I promised myself I wouldn't do this.
No, don't. Not again.
We need to get an elephant from Northumberland into a Greek restaurant with a tape up its bum.
Okay, if you're listening to this while sitting in the cab of an HGV, we are talking to you. Give us a ring. Give us a ring. Give us a ring. Give us a ring.
If you're sitting in the cockpit of a military helicopter, give us a ring. 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 Give us a ring.
If you're part of a travelling circus, give us a ring.
Give us a ring.
Give us a ring.
Give us a ring. Give us a ring. Give us a ring. Give us a ring. Give us a ring. Give us a ring. If you're working on experimental teleportation technology and want a live subject the size of an elephant that you could beam directly, creating even a greater element of surprise.
They probably don't need to give us a ring. They could probably blast themselves here.
Blast yourself here and tell us you're up for it.
I could blast
yourself in. Blast yourself in. Blast yourself in. Blast yourself in.
I don't think that technology is available yet.
Yeah. Well, seemingly not.
No one's blasting around here.
No. Unless... these words have travelled at light speed through time. They're being picked up by a greater intelligence.
You're going to move out of the way because there's going to be an elephant landing on your head.
But what if they exist in dimensions that we don't experience? They could be sat right next to us now screaming, "We'll do it, guys. We'll do it." And we wouldn't know.
No.
So, if you have technology that allows aliens that experience dimensions that we cannot experience and solidifies them into the four dimensions that we are capable of understanding, give us a ring. Give us, or however it is, whatever the technology is that allows messages to be passed interdimensionally,
communicate,
whether that's etch it on our brains with a laser from a distance.
Anything? You got anything? No?
No one. No, literally no one is. Simon.
Am I still on? Am I here still?
Simon, you're still on.
I'm still on.
Oh, yeah.
I was just listening to you. So, I take you've had no luck at anyone giving you a ring.
No one's given us a ring.
Maybe we didn't ask enough.
Are they going to put a ring on it? Sorry, is that not...
If they
I
like
think
that's
it. That's a bit patriarchal now, isn't it?
Yeah. If you like it, then you should ask whether a ring would like to be put on it.
Yeah, or she would like to choose her own ring.
Yeah.
She probably bought it for herself anyway, it'd be nicer.
Yeah. If you like it, have a mutually respectful relationship where the old-fashioned ideas of placing rings on things to, define ownership is a concept so abhorrent to the pair of you.
Yeah.
That even jewellery of any kind takes on a fleeting significance at best.
She's not a pigeon.
No, she is. Yes,
she's not a pigeon.
Thank you. About time somebody on the radio said Beyonce is not a pigeon. Although she is cool. Don't know why you're laughing, Simon.
How much alcohol have you had this evening then?
Well, yeah.
You said you were going to have a boozy Friday.
Yeah. Well, when we went to the Greek restaurant, we said we'd be very good. And then, we would only drink a small Sambuca.
Yeah, then the Ouzo came out.
A small bottle of Sambuca. Or...
Well, this is partly why we need to apologise. because we... Do you want to tell this story or shall I?
Well, I'll start it.
Yeah, please.
Right, so we had an array of mezzes.
Yeah.
Mezzes.
We had the stuffed vine leaves.
Yeah. I had something with goat's cheese in it.
Yeah.
And, oh, that honey thing.
With the phyllo pastry.
Oh, my God, so gorgeous. I don't even know what it's called anymore.
No.
And they said, oh, would you like a beautiful lady? Would you like to have a delicious drink on the house?
Yeah.
And I said, not without my colleague here. This is 2017.
Yeah. So, and it was one of those things where it felt like they were judging Kath. And as a modern gentleman, I felt uncomfortable with that. So when she pushed this waiter sort of aside, put him in his place, rightly so, may I add, rightly bloody so.
Yeah. No oil with my salad, thanks, I said. Oil with my salad.
Yeah. Greasy enough over here, she said, looking him directly in his eyes. But then the drink thing, it felt like a challenge, didn't it? It felt like an old-fashioned power move.
Yeah, and then they started...
Any lemon and salt?
They started this.
And then a guy in the corner with a balalaika piped up.
And then it was like you had to slam your drink down and whoop. Whoop-a! Whoop-a! Then the plates got smashed.
Long story short, we drank 9 bottles of ouzo.
We'd have been all right if they hadn't started the song.
Oh, God.
Is it Uber's home tonight, then, or?
No, we're both driving. we've had a strong coffee.
I
think we're fine. I think we're fine.
A couple of pints of water.
Yeah.
And a paracetamol.
And a cream egg, because it's well known if you eat a cream egg and then do a breathalyzer, it neutralizes it.
Of course.
You can have that.
That's a nice, proven fact.
You've got to eat it still in the wrapper, though.
If you watch those Road Wars TV shows at night time, you often see them pop in a cream egg.
Yeah, acts as a natural plug, that's why.
Yeah. And,
how do you breathe yours?
Clean. Clean is how I do it.
Clean as a whistle.
Ross Kemp did a whole documentary on that, actually.
Yeah. I mean, that's why Cadbury's only make them around Easter time.
Yeah. Well, they do them at Halloween now as well. They're called ghoul eggs.
No, they're called scream eggs.
Scream eggs, that's the one, yeah.
Ghoul eggs wouldn't make any sense, would it?
I've never seen you so quickly flash with anger, Kath.
I think you might have been getting yours from Lidl or somewhere. Ghoul eggs.
Yeah, come round here with your knock-off Halloween eggs, Simon. Don't get me wrong. We're very grateful for the elephant, and we still do need to transport this elephant from Northumberland into a central London taverna. So 0344 499 1000, if you can help us... calm it, Simon, deal with that. 0344 499 1000, if you can help us shift this elephant in order to regain the trust of the talk radio listenership. Or text 87222, start your text with the word talk, or tweet us at Talk Radio. Cream eggs. Cream bloody eggs.
A fancy one of those.
On uncut, after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation. Late Night with Rufus Hound. In for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
You're listening to Talk Radio. And why bloody wouldn't you be, eh? Because what else have you got to do at 12:55 on a Friday, apart from maybe carefully and quietly remove a soiled underpant and make your way from the pub bathroom without anyone spotting you? If your Fridays go anything like mine, normally do. 0344 499 1000. We're asking Brexit, right or wrong? No, we're not. We're trying to get an elephant shifted from Northumberland to a Greek taverna in central London.
And you are being less than helpful.
I'll be honest, when we came up with this as a plan, was it a month ago?
Yeah.
No, to like about 25 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be getting hold of the elephant that was going to be the tricky bit. But Simon from Morpeth... That was easy picking.
We've got a choice of two elephants. We picked the great big one.
We want to use the bigger elephant as a sign of how sorry we are. We will use the smaller one if we can't get the transport for the bigger one, but then we want you to understand that the scale of the apology was therefore reflective not of of how sorry we are, but of transport practicalities.
Well, I was actually going to offer you a 2-for-1 deal where you could have the little one as well.
No, I mean, it's just not. We can't get the big one shifted.
Unless they're flat pack, I think the problem remains unresolved.
At this stage, we're looking like we're going to be asking someone for a people carrier, and there's no way we're going to get mother and child both in there.
No.
Not even if we put the seats down.
Sam, phone Addison Lee and see what their policy is on elephant transportation, will you?
Well, the taxi driver.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if you're driving a cab, you don't really care, do you, who the passenger is?
No.
You just want the fare.
And bond.
Morpeth to central London is got to be, what, 60 quid? 65 quid?
Yes, 60, 70. Well, an Uber would be a fiver, though.
I missed that bit, Simon.
An Uber would be a fiver.
An Uber would be a fiver, but then are you supporting a company, you know, who is
who
a big supporter of Talk
Cheers.
Radio, and therefore we love them, and
yes.
that's who we'll use.
Of course.
Philip is on the line. Simon, don't go anywhere. Philip, welcome. Before we start, Philip, we just need to say sorry.
Apologies.
And can you help us make that apology truly resonate?
An apology?
Yeah, we're saying sorry, Philip, and we are trying to get people to help us apologise in the only way we know how, which is to push an elephant into a Greek taverna with a cassette tape to surprise a local Greek restaurant owner.
Okay, yeah, sorry, it's accepted.
Yeah, standard method. But
apology accepted.
It's transport that's the problem, Phil.
Yeah, have you got a big car?
Yeah, I've got a big car.
What you got?
A C63 AMG.
Oh, easy, Kath, easy.
Found
the tears
running.
Back in, and she's not fanning her face. We need a lorry, Phil. We need a lorry.
Or a trailer.
Or a big trailer.
Yeah.
You can do a trailer.
You got a trailer?
Yeah, I can get a trailer. It's available.
Phil, where are you in the world?
I'm in Liverpool.
Okay.
Phil's in Liverpool. We're going to need you to go to Northumberland and pick up the elephant. Simon.
Yeah, because you're from London. I bet you think that Liverpool and Northumberland are like 2 minutes from each other.
Yes. Well, they are.
We also think we're going to get an elephant from there to here. And let's just suspend disbelief for a minute, shall we?
Put it in a caravan.
Okay, Philip, do you already have the trailer?
Well, it's a friend of mine, yeah.
He's got a friend.
Have you got a friend with a caravan?
No, caravans, I don't tow.
He doesn't tow? I feel like a right div now for suggesting that. I'm so sorry, Philip. Right, Philip's got a trailer. Is it a closed trailer? Is that what you're worried about, Simon? Things blowing in the elephant's face as it comes down the motorway?
Oh, I'm just thinking more of the insurance.
Okay.
Right.
You've
I've got it.
You've got to be careful with these things.
I've got it. Has anyone got a massive helmet for an elephant?
Yeah. I've got a massive helmet, but not.
If you've got an elephant's helmet, give us a ring. If you've got a tarpaulin with ratchet straps on, I think we're also going to need one of those. Because in one of those trailers, you're absolutely right, Simon, we're going to need to strap that elephant down.
I mean, the M62 this time of night is not too bad, actually, so you should be...
It's going to be cold, though, and that is a tropical animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I have a range of 7.5-tonner, flat back. We can get a trailer over that cover.
Beautiful! We're not playing games!
This is all coming together. It may well be that we are going to say sorry to you, the listenership, in the way that you deserve us to say sorry. Whilst I Google elephant helmets, listen to this!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night with Rufus Hound. In for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Oh, sorry. I should not have Googled elephant helmets.
Whoa!
All right. Let me just wash my mouth out. Right. We've got an elephant. We've got transport. Simon's on the elephants.
I'm on the elephant.
Philip's on the transport.
Got the transport.
Okay, so what do we need next?
I was just thinking, is there going to be enough room to fit all the pumpkins in there? Because obviously we need to be supplying some pumpkins for the elephant to eat on the journey.
Elephants don't eat pumpkins, do they?
This time of year.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just after Halloween, that's where all the pumpkins go, isn't it?
Oh, that explains a lot.
Once you've, like, carved your pumpkins and stuff, like, what do you do with it?
If you go out about, normally about 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Pumpkin head.
Yeah, that's it. If you go out about 2-3 o'clock in the morning, the night after Halloween, you'll just see little elephant footprints everywhere.
You've just given me a brilliant idea.
They go around hoovering them up.
Let's get ourselves a massive pumpkin. Hollow that out. Elephant helmet.
Great. Do you have a massive pumpkin?
No.
Oh.
Not anymore, I don't.
I've got some pumpkins, obviously, because I've got elephants. But I didn't think about carving
making them big enough to make elephant helmets.
Yeah.
Well, you might have to come join, like, a few of them together.
Well, that's your problem, mate. I want it packaged nicely if you're going to send it all this way. We don't want it arriving damaged.
We're not paying for that.
No.
I've got a lot of those packaging chips that you can put in, like those plastic things that you get.
Oh, yeah, look like what's-its.
Oh, two, right. Hang on. Pop chips.
Mm.
Right? They're basically the same as those styrofoam packing chips, aren't they?
Yeah.
And then the elephant would have to eat pumpkins. Two birds, one stone.
Very salty, though. We're going to need a paddling pool full of water.
We have to be careful of when it soils itself, though, because it will soil itself about 20 or 30 times on the journey. And if that goes on the motorway.
Those pumpkins go right through them elephants. I'm starting to think Kath might be right. Maybe they shouldn't be eating all those pumpkins.
I think maybe we should... it depends which way it's facing, doesn't it? We might be able to get away with it.
Well, it might cause a few...
How long is the trailer? Because if its arse is just dangling out the back of it, then it's not something we've got to worry about.
As long as we get the registration plate and dangle it off the tail, done.
Job done. So, before we go any further, Philip's going to be driving these elephants with his trailer from Northumberland. Just a quick heads up, Simon. Yep. What are the major motorways that are going to take you from Northumberland to London?
Yeah, so he's going to be hitting on the old... from Liverpool, from London?
Yeah. From Northumberland to London. What are the main throughfares?
Blasted down the A1. You could, if you wanted to go a little bit faster at Leeds, you could hit the M1. But there's a lot of roadworks on there at the minute.
Philip, what are you thinking?
Careful.
Yeah, I'm gonna give the M1 a bypass.
Yeah.
Yeah, A1. I mean, you could go on the A1. You've got a nice scenic. You've got the OK Diners. You could pop in for a milkshake at Lincoln area. You know, it's nice.
Let the elephant out for a walk.
Yeah, let the elephant out for a walk. It'll have a milkshake. It likes the cookies and cream one.
Very fattening, though. Yeah. I mean, even for an elephant.
You can give a peanuts one. You can get a peanuts milkshake.
Yeah. 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 All right. We'll spring for that. But, Philip, all I'm thinking is it would be nice if we could really get the nuts and bolts of the journey, because for the listeners who are going to be... By the time Philip gets from Liverpool to Northumberland tonight, that's going to be a couple of hours at the very least.
Easily. The elephant's going to be starved.
Are you going to be taking the M6 or the M62, Phil? Or Paul? I can't remember your name. Phil.
Philip.
Are you doing the M6? M6 to the M69 or the A69?
You need to put to the pass now.
What's that?
What was that, Phil?
It wasn't me who was coming to pick the elephant up, it was a friend.
Oh, right, his friend. Oh. He'll be in bed. Right. We're going to have to wait till tomorrow.
Phil, no. No. This apology can't wait.
What?
Give your friend a ring, wake him up. And see how quickly we can get this trailer.
He's awake, but he thinks I'm pulling his leg.
What, he thinks we're taking the mic? When a national radio, international radio station... asks its listeners for help in apologising to themselves. He thinks we're taking the piss.
He thinks I am.
Put him on.
Will it fit into the back of a C-63?
No, that's why we need the trailer.
Yeah, but he's not going to give the trailer, is he? It's my trailer, but he's not going to bring it because he thinks
I'm
cool.
Why don't you drive it?
It's your trailer, and you've got a motor, have you, Phil?
Of course I've got a motor.
Right, so you can just stick the trailer on the back of the car and head off to Northumberland.
I don't tow.
Why don't you tow? Phil, make an exception. Live a little. This is an emergency. We've had a disruptive element here. Like, when the great disasters happen, people don't wander around looking for somebody else to fix it, Phil. This is your moment. Rip off the reporter outfit you wear on the outside and reveal the Superman outfit you're wearing underneath. Feel your cape flap in the breeze for once, Phil. Tow! Damn it, tow!
If you want to pay for the tow bill and someone can fit it within the next 20 minutes, I'll tow.
Oh, right. Hey, now.
Are you someone who can fit a tow bar? I'm going to need the trailer specs.
I'm going to have to push the tracker off the back of the 7R trailer, and then we'll sneak it off his path and we'll go.
Right.
Okay.
Lovely.
I like the can-do attitude.
Yes, finally, Philip. That's the steal. As M people said, you have searched for the hero inside yourself and you found him almost immediately.
And you know what Elsa said? What have you done today to make you feel proud? You're about to do it!
You're about to tow an elephant from Northumberland to London so that we can put a tape up its bum, push it into a Greek taverna and surprise a businessman who we felt affronted us and caused us to smash so many plates that they piled up in front of a restaurant door, meaning that we were, to all intents and purposes, snowed in. Rather than starve, we ate a full Christmas dinner before arriving here late, only to find out that an American had stepped in and offended you, the listener. And if that isn't a noble cause, a cause worth fighting for, a cause worth putting right, I don't know what is. Rule Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. Join in, Phil and Simon.
Britain never, never, never shall be slaves. Balls to Brussels, we vote for what we like.
Boris, 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 Boris on his bike. It felt to me that you hadn't had the memo about the new national anthem.
Do you know that verse?
Do you know
that?
I don't even know what the national anthem is now. Like, something about, I don't know.
We are still waiting for anyone to ring in and offer to do an emergency fit of a 7.5-ton tow bar apparatus to the back of Phil's car. 0344 499 1000. Are you in on or around the Liverpool area? Do you have both the tow bar and the expertise to fit it? And then Phil will haul himself from Liverpool to Northumberland. We are off air in just 4 minutes and we need to get this sorted. If this doesn't happen, how are you going to know we are sorry?
In 4 minutes.
Well, that's all we've got. 4 minutes.
Don't waver, Phil. We can do it.
And we're going to be worrying about it over the whole weekend as well.
No, either it happens tonight or it doesn't happen at all.
The ESP, the traffic controller, switched off. I wouldn't even make it past the traffic centre in 4 minutes. You just see a lot of white smoke.
No, I'm not saying you've got to be in London in 4 minutes. We've just got to get the nuts and bolts, literally, in the case of putting towing apparatus onto the back of a car, sorted in the next 4 minutes. Because then we're off air and we're not going to get a chance to do it. So, can you fit a tow bar in an emergency situation in the Liverpool area to the back of Phil's car? Phil will then drive to Northumberland, where Simon...
Hello?
...will lend us an elephant. That elephant will then be brought to London. It will arrive here at approximately 7:30 in the morning. Kath and I will meet it. We will have recorded a surprise message on a cassette with Sam.
Hello.
We will then push that elephant into the Greek restaurant, where it will... hide under a table, ready to leap out on the owner when they next open up. And then, and only then, my friends, will they know not to mess with Talk Radio, the greatest radio station in the world! 0344 499 1000. None of those things can happen unless somebody goes to Philip's house and fits a tow bar.
Will no one help us?
Repeat this, Phil. The weight of the trailer...
7.5 ton.
It's a 7.5 ton trailer. Can you fit a 7.5 ton trailer in and around the next 35 minutes. Otherwise, I think the timings are all going to be out. We're going to miss the window. Can you fit a 7.5 trailer onto the back of the... Remind us of the car again, Philip.
You know what car it is? It's a C63 AMG.
A C63...
OMG.
OMG. OMG indeed. We're just, we're manning the phones now. It's very much... This reminds me of the golden years of Challenge Annika. It is 12:55 and 40 seconds. We have literally got 1 minute and 30 seconds to have somebody phone up and tell us they're going to fit this tow bar, for this plan to come off, for the apology to ring out loud and proud. 12:55 and 53 seconds now.
Oh, we really are very sorry.
We are really very sorry, but if nobody's going to fit this tow bar, a 7.5 tow bar onto an OMG, then how are you going to know? How are you going to trust us again? If this show crumbles, what's next? Paul Ross? Possibly. If Paul Ross goes, Hartley Brewer's out the door. Then where are we? Just John Holmes? That's not a radio station, friends. That is not a radio station. He's a magnificent broadcaster, but nobody's tuning in if we only start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He's gone. Then drive time. This thing comes down until the whole Murdoch Empire is lying in rubble. One of the great creators. He's given so much to this country. Somebody fit this tow bar. 0-3-4-4-4-9-9-1-thousand. We've got literally 25 seconds now. Please, somebody phone in. We'll repeat again. 7.5 ton trailer. It's a 7.5 ton trailer. It's in the Liverpool area. Oh my! It's we're in the last 15 seconds. Cleo from County Durham is on the line. Sam, answer the phone. We've got 6 seconds left! 6 seconds! Cleo! Cleo, are you there?
It's all right, you don't need to talk about...